This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We give glory to God by producing spiritual fruit. That doesn't mean you grow apples in your backyard. It doesn't mean you grow peaches in the front yard. Spiritual fruit has to do with what the Apostle Paul described in the New Testament, the fruits of the Spirit: peace, joy, love, patience. What fruits of the Spirit are going on in your life? And you say, well, what do you mean by that, Randy? What is it that the Holy Spirit of God is doing in your life that you couldn't do on your own? That's fruit of the Spirit. I'm not talking about your personality type. I'm not talking about your bent, how you are. I'm not talking about, you know, whether you're an outgoing extrovert or you're an inward introvert. I'm not talking about that. It's what the Holy Spirit of God has done in your life. Let's look at the words of Jesus here from John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. How is it we show to people that we're a disciple of Christ? By a badge we wear? No, but by the life we live. And they see in your countenance, and they see in your spirit, and they see in the way you conduct your life, you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You are a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm moving quickly here. Number three, we honor God, we glorify God by thanking God for what He does in your life. Did you know that one of the most important things a husband does for a wife, and husbands need to hear this, it relates to a few weeks ago, the most important thing a husband can do is to thank his wife and say, I appreciate what you do. I thank God for you. I thank God for what you mean to me. I thank God for what you mean to our children. I thank God for what you mean to this family. And the greatest thing that a wife can do for her husband is to say, I thank God for you. Why? It brings honor and glory upon a person, and it brings honor and glory to God. Let's bring up the text there. From Psalm 69:30, I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving always brings honor to the one being thanked. And I'm not saying as a false exercise and to go through the motions, to share genuine thanksgiving and gratitude to the people in your life and most of all to the Lord. I asked people in the first service this question this morning: when's the last time you fell on your knees by your bedside and said, God, thank you for something, for anything? And most people would, and I'm including myself, we might have to scratch our heads and say, man, it's been a while. Maybe the most spiritual thing you could do today is to get alone and say, God, thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your intervention in our lives in this way, and I believe it honors God. It brings glory to Him. Let's bring up the fourth one. We bless God and we glorify Him by honoring God with our bodies. We talked about this in the Corinthian sermon series. What does it mean to honor God with your body? Well, it means the same thing when you honor your parents. When you honor your parents, you place value upon them. To honor your mom and dad means you place value on their opinions and their feelings. To honor your husband, to honor your wife, means you place value upon their feelings and their opinions. To honor God with your body means you believe what God says about your body. To flee immorality and to realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's bring up the text there, if we could. 1 Corinthians 6 says, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor or glorify God with your body. Be careful what you show your approval for. That can be dishonoring to the Lord. We glorify and honor that which contradicts the God we say we believe in and contradicts His Word.
Well, this message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Tune in today to listen to some message you've missed on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.